Well, the US has clashed with China in Port Moresby at this year's APEC summit. For the first time, the summit has ended without a formal leader's statement because the two big elephants in the room haven't reached an agreement. US protectionism and China's growing influence over the Pacific proved contentious. American Vice President Mike Pence announced that the US would work with Australia and Papua New Guinea to redevelop a Manus Island naval base, pushing back against China. Summit was Scott Morrison's first major foreign policy test, and Kara Wagner spoke to James Batley, Distinguished Policy Fellow at the Australian National University, to ask why US and China couldn't agree on that final communique.
I think that probably goes to some fundamental differences about trade policy, the approach to the World Trade Organization, the view that the United States has got about the role that Chinese state-owned enterprises play in the global trading system. Some of these might sound like fairly arcane issues of trade policy, but I think that clearly there were some irreconcilable differences. It's unprecedented that APEC would fail to issue a communique at the end of its annual meeting.
So we've seen recently that China appears to be securing a greater influence in the South Pacific. What's been involved in this?
Well, for some time, China's aid to the Pacific has been going up pretty steeply. That's over the course of a number of years now. Most of that aid has involved loans rather than grants, and it's been spent on pretty major infrastructure projects like roads, but also things like sporting stadiums in Vanuatu, a big convention centre, and so on. Most of these projects are sponsored by Chinese state-owned enterprises that have established themselves in the Pacific. More recently, the Australian government's become concerned that Chinese interests have gone beyond the sort of economic and diplomatic sphere. There was the claim earlier this year that there'd been conversations between China and Vanuatu, possibly for China to establish some sort of military or naval base in Vanuatu. Certainly, the Australian government does seem to have concluded that China has got strategic ambitions in the Pacific.
And is APEC going to help solidify this influence?
I think what was really significant about APEC was the extent to which Australia and the US and other countries such as Japan and New Zealand responded with initiatives of their own. And really, in a sense, outbidden in some ways what China had put on the table. I think, for instance, this announcement about a major long-term project to electrify great parts of Papua New Guinea and to provide internet services was a really significant announcement. So was the announcement that the United States would work with Australia and, of course, Papua New Guinea in this redeveloped naval base at Lombrum on Manus Island. So I think the APEC meeting didn't go entirely China's way. I think China would have thought that it didn't go all as planned, given the pushback from Australia and other countries that we saw.
You mentioned the naval base on Manus Island. What's this going to mean for the region?
There is speculation that the Chinese themselves had plans to establish some sort of presence there. That hasn't been confirmed, and so I'm not sure there. But I suppose China would see that as, and particularly the involvement of the US in that facility, as a reasonably forceful counter to its growing influence in the region.
James Batley, Distinguished Policy Fellow at ANU, speaking there to Caro Wagner.